From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com joining us to give us some health tips. Here's the toll-free number to call for assistance and information, not to get on the show. We'll give you that later. 1-855-949-7234. And the website to slam, let's set another record, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you. We have Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com with us. He and Ben Fuchs rotate every 3-4 weeks to get on the program. Doc's research has resulted in publication of peer-reviewed and refereed journal articles in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He's made major contributions to the subject, and here he is back on Coast to Coast. Doc, how are you?
Okay, George. I just really appreciate all that you and your team does. I really appreciate the communications and the connection we have. Anything you need that we can do to let us know, you got it.
Well, thank you, and thank you for what you do for our listeners, Doc. You know, I go to events. I just came back from one called Conscious Life Expo, and a handful of people came up to me to thank me for you giving them the information. So thank you. We appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Got emails coming in. We're going to take calls in just a few minutes with Doc Wallach and calls next hour as well. We do this as a public service to you to help you and your family. Edwin writes, Doc, please ask the doc help for my aunt. She's 81 years old, 133 pounds. She has dementia. Is there any way we can reverse it?
Oh, yes. Very easy, actually. He's 81 years old, and she's 130 pounds, is that correct?
133.
133, okay. Need to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, no oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. Carbonation neutralizes your stomach acid, so you cannot digest food or absorb minerals. Okay. Then she needs to take at her body weight. She needs to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time. Okay, and then she needs the I-26. I take 3 of those. I like the French vanilla. They also come in banana coconut, chewables, soft chewables. They're not crunchy, they're soft. And so you don't even need to have teeth to eat them. But what they will do is rebuild the brain and the spinal cord, especially for people who are losing their memories, their ability to communicate and be nice and all this kind of stuff. And usually within a week or 10 days, you see a remarkable improvement. And we always talk about it being, it's a 90-day treatment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a for life treatment, but you're going to see a complete reversal within 90 days. Usually it's a 2-week, 3-week, 4-week thing. People who just can't remember their own name, where they live, it all goes away. It could go back to normal.
Why is the brain so important to all these different functions, Doc?
Well, people don't realize this, George, but the brain has 12 pairs of cranial nerves, which go out to the whole body, and it has a spinal cord. So, you know, people, they get terrible pain in their feet, and the doctors want to amputate their feet and their toes and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, geez.
It could be because the brain, the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, the 10th cranial nerve is being squeezed by the skull when you have osteoporosis of the skull. They don't get taught this in school. I'm the guy who discovered this, wrote it up, and had all kinds of awards for finding out about osteoporosis of the skull, which closes these 12 pairs of holes that the 12 pairs of cranial nerves come through and the hole that the spinal cord comes through. It reduces the inside diameter by 90%, squeezing those nerves, causing all these symptoms, ringing in the ears, balance problems, a gradual blindness, those kinds of loss of the sense of taste, those kinds of things, okay? And it's one of those things where this is unimpeachable that we have been able to come up with the I-26, okay? And it's kind of a, like I say, even little kids like it.
I like that stuff, too.
Yeah, and it's good for little kids that have problems, behavioral problems, brings them into the circle of reality and so forth.
Here's one from Christy, Stockton, California. Doc, I'm 5'2". I weigh 125 pounds. Please help me get rid of blockages in my legs and arms and put me on your prayer list. Now, she doesn't explain what the blockages are, Doc. But
okay, so we don't know if it's nerves. We don't know if it's arteries or veins. So, in other words, got to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat powder, I know, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. You know, that one's got to go. She needs, she says, 130 pounds.
125.
She's right at that cusp. She can start out with one healthy brain and heart pack per month. Take a half a dose of everything at breakfast, half a dose of everything at dinner time. She needs the 90 essential nutrients, which we just said. But she also, again, needs the I-26. She can take three of those chewables twice a day. That's going to help, okay, send messages to the arteries and veins. But also, she needs the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three of those at breakfast and three at lunch and three at dinner time. That'll be two bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. And they're designed to unblock the arteries and veins. They actually get blood flowing from the heart to all the other tissues of the body through the arteries and veins again. And so this is easily resolved. You don't need surgery and so forth and for most cases.
What's the average age expectancy these days, Doc? Is it 74, 75?
Yeah, it's somewhere between, depending on whose numbers you're looking at, between 75 and 77, which is not very good, George, because right now the record, okay, that's being held right now is being held by the Pakistani Hunzas in Pakistan, okay? Their average lifespan is 122.
Average?
Yeah, that's the average, 122. Many of them live to be 200. But 122 is the average.
Well, they count 2 years a year or what?
No, here's why, okay? They live in the land flowing with milk and honey. You ever hear of the land flowing with milk and honey?
I sure have.
Yeah, it's biblical, right? Well, it's one of those things where when you look at my wife and I, Dr. Malone, we went to seven of these places that are on the list of the land flowing with milk and honey, and they have anywhere from 80 to 95 different minerals in them. Because they're at the base of the mountains, just like the Hunzas, okay, the Pakistanis. They're at the foot of the mountains, the Himalayan mountains, and the glaciers grind up the rocks at the top of the mountains, and the white dust gets in the water coming down the side of the mountain. It looks like milk from a half a mile away. It looks like milk coming down the side of the mountains. And, of course, with all the minerals coming into the valleys, more flowers, more bees, more honey. And so that's where the lands flowing with milk and honey came from, okay, in the Bible. It's in the Old Bible, 2,000 years ago. And so it was true, okay? And so it's true today, and that's why the Pakistanis live to be 122. That's their average. There's many of them live to be 200, 300, okay? And you can look this up. This is just came out a couple of months ago. That's national stuff. And so here's a piece of things you need to know, too. I'm going to throw this in here and make sure it gets in. This just came out just a couple of days ago, okay? This is from the Health and Human Services, okay, that came out in their monthly
right.
Information. 800,000 Americans die each year from cardiovascular disease. 800,000, just short of a million
God.
Americans die from cardiovascular disease. One-third of those, 160,000, are under the age of 65, and this is all from the Health and Human Services. We can stop that and reverse that like almost instantly because this is a nutritional thing. It's not a genetic thing, okay? It's not a curse, but it is a nutritional deficiency, okay? The fertilizers that farmers use for their crops only has three minerals in it. That's because that's all that plants need is three minerals. We need 60. So you could be 57 short, and this is why people are not living so long. Now, let's see here. I have to tell you that, again, this is, we're talking about days and years here. Okay, now let's talk about dollars. The Alzheimer's disease, each year we spend in America alone, just to treat the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, not to prevent it or fix it, but just to treat the symptoms, we spend $345 billion a year.
Billion?
Billion, yes. Arthritis, we spend $626.8 billion a year just to treat the symptoms, not to prevent it or cure it. when it comes to osteoporosis, just sort of general loss of minerals, particularly calcium from the bones and the skeleton, osteoporosis is $6.7 trillion. So when you add $6.7 trillion to $626.8 billion, we're spending about $7 trillion a year just to treat the symptoms of arthritis and osteoporosis. Type 2 diabetes, we spend $342 billion a year to treat the symptoms of diabetes, not to prevent or cure it. Heart disease, which we're talking about today, we spend $316.8 billion a year just to treat the symptoms of heart disease, not to prevent or cure it. Okay? And if you want, I can give you a few of the longevity ages of people from the old land flowing with milk and honey. You want some of those ages?
A couple more, sure.
Okay. Let's look at those. Let me get my light here.
And by the way, you can get Doc, you can Zoom with Doc by going to the website criticalhealthnews.com. And here's that toll-free number again for assistance. He's got a staff behind him right now taking notes on what he sees in case you're driving or you're in bed and you can't write this down. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, well, thank you, George. Okay, so going number 10, going back 2,000 years ago, Enoch, lived to be 365. Number 9 in longevity, Lamech, 777.
Wow.
Mahalah, 895.
These real years?
Yes. Enos, these are all in the Bible. These are written, the ages are written in the Bible. Enos is 908. Kenan is 910. Seth is 912. Adam is 930. Noah is 950, Jared is 962, and Methuselah is 969.
When I was a kid, Doc, I used to think they counted a month as a year.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, the beautiful thing about this is all these are nutritional deficient diseases, and that's why we have all these various programs. And, we have the books. We have, as you pointed out earlier, we have 27 best-selling books, okay? We have, let's see here, it's all in your head. It goes into the 50 different diseases you can get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. They don't get taught this in medical school. They have no knowledge of this, okay, osteoporosis of the skull. Right now, one of the biggest diseases in American humanity is the metabolic syndrome. It's abdominal obesity along with type 2 diabetes and hypertension, high blood pressure. Those three things together give you what's called the metabolic syndrome. And 35% of Americans, adult Americans, are dying with this metabolic syndrome. Okay, it's not genetic, but the medical doctors say it's a genetic thing because everybody in the family gets it.
That's frightening, Doc. We're going to come back and chat more with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And we are opening up the phone lines a little earlier, plus we'll take calls next hour as well. But the lines are open. Hit the website, criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back. George Norrie, along with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And the toll-free number again to call for assistance is 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, there's a pharmaceutical drug on the market now called Ozempic, which has been used for diabetes. But people are using it now to lose weight. And now today they came out with a report that says it's good for slowing down alcohol consumption. What is this, a wonder drug?
No, it just is a supplement. It's giving your body something it wants, and so it's happy. So it's not telling you to look for something to eat. So this is why people get obese when they're missing something. Your body keeps saying, look for it, eat, 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 look for it. And that's why people gain weight when they're missing nutrients. You take the nutrients, and suddenly now you start losing the weight. Okay, same principle here.
Let's go to the calls. Let's start with Joe in Long Island, New York, east of the Rockies. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Doc. My main question would be, for example, my brother has a fairly large pit bull. Would you give the pit bull vitamin C, and how would you... what would you recommend for, say, the average person for daily vitamin C supplements? And also, your experience in China, Have you incorporated some of that into any of your books? And which book have you written that has some of recommendations that relate to what you picked up in your time in China?
Okay, yeah. Well, my book, Epigenetics, okay, goes into that. I spent 2 years in China, okay, and 2 years in Africa. And so it's one of those things where they have different sources of food than we have. They're getting more minerals than we get because they eat a lot of seafood. They have so many mountains, and the minerals are coming down and the glacial milk, okay, and they irrigate with it and cook with it and drink it and so forth. They make their beer and whiskey out of it, okay, and getting all these minerals makes a huge difference. And so you have to, again, take the 90 essential nutrients, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And then we have, in the books, again, Epigenetics is a good one. Also, another one is Dead Doctors Don't Lie. We sold 347 million copies of that book. There's a DVD and a CD to go along with it, the same title, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And there's a lot of the Chinese stuff in the Dead Doctors Don't Lie book. It's all in English, of course, but the information in there, and they're credited for the information. Okay, so I hope that answers your question.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate that. Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Tell me about the Zoom meetings you do sometimes.
Well, the Zoom meetings we do, they're usually an hour, hour and a half, maybe some 2 hours long if they're long enough. I have a great DVD that came from one of my Zoom meetings. It's a Dead Doctors Don't Lie DVD, 2 hours and 10 minutes. And it's one of those things where people want information. And then, of course, we take a half hour to answer questions for them. And no matter what state you go to or what country you go, we're in 81 countries in all 50 states. And it's one of those things where people have essentially the same questions. When they're missing the same mineral, they get the same disease. Okay? Now, if I may, George, I have something that's going to kind of touch on that a little bit here. Let's see here. Let's look at the lifespan by states in the United States quickly. The longest, is, of course, the average is 79. 79 years is all we have. That's the average.
What state is doing that?
Well, I'm going to go through that. Hawaii is 80.7 years. Okay. Minnesota is 79.1. Vermont 79.1. New Hampshire 79. Washington State 79.3. Utah and Minnesota 79.1. Colorado is 80.21. Massachusetts is 79. California 79. Does that sound familiar? Oregon is 78.8. Vermont is 78.8. Mississippi is 72.8. Louisiana 73.1, Alabama 73.2, Kentucky 73.5.
Why are the southern states so low?
Because they don't have mountains, okay, and they're drinking water and they're growing crops with commercial fertilizer that only have three minerals in it. That's why they're losing. Minnesota is 72.8.
And they're not supplementing.
They're not supplementing. You know, doctors, don't waste your money in supplementation. Just eat well, you get everything you need. That's nonsense. It's impossible. You cannot get everything you need just by eating well. Okay? You have to supplement. And, of course, remember, I'm a veterinarian before I was a physician. In veterinary medicine, we got rid of hundreds and hundreds of diseases that still plague people by giving them trace mineral salt blocks. We give them salt blocks. We put 25 different trace minerals in there, and so when they lick the salt, they get those trace minerals. And, of course, we give them alfalfa pellets to eat, and we give them like 25 to 50 different minerals in the alfalfa pellets. We got rid of muscular dystrophy. And so I started giving the alfalfa pellets to kids instead of Cheerios that had muscular dystrophy. And you don't hear about muscular dystrophy anymore. We gave that to Jerry Lewis. We got rid of muscular dystrophy, feeding them like calves.
And then they got rid of Jerry.
They got rid of Jerry Lewis because they weren't raising any more money because we solved the problem.
So what is the highest lifespan state in the country?
In the country? I would say, Colorado's 80, 0.21.
Hawaii is up there.
Hawaii is 80.7.
And what's the lowest?
The lowest ones, okay, the shortest ones, are Mississippi, 72.8, West Virginia, 72, Louisiana, some parts of Louisiana, 73.1, Alabama, 73, Kentucky is 73.5, Japan is 84.2, England is, the males are 77.5 and females 81.7, Germany, the males are 78.7 and females are 83, France is 82, Russia, males are 65.5 and 74 for females. Okay, so France and Germany and England and Japan are some of the longest-lived people.
Nat King Cole, great singer, died at the age of 45, had lung cancer. Are we still seeing a high incidence of lung cancer?
Yes, and smoking contributes to that, but it's because they don't have enough nutrition. Okay, they're not supplementing. They're eating fried foods, okay, which cause all kinds of terrible things at the cellular level. And so everything they're doing is wrong, is why lung cancer. Okay, and so it has to do, and of course, the big hammer is smoking, which it puts, you know, the burned ashes going into the lungs and so forth, so that contributes to the lung cancer for people that don't have the nutrition.
And I'm glad I never wanted to smoke, though.
Yeah, I never smoked either. There was no attraction. That's because I was supplementing since I was three. My dad was a champion boxer. World champion.
Was he?
Yep. He was...
What weight class?
Lightweight. And so I used to go to the gym with him when I was three, and I'm seeing all these other athletes taking all these vitamins and minerals. So I started taking vitamins and minerals when I was 3 years old.
Is that what got you into wrestling?
That's what got me into wrestling. That's right. Of course, I was small, and so I was way too small to get into boxing. So I got into wrestling and did very, very well. Around the world with wrestling and also track, you know, long-distance running, and weightlifting. I did very well in my weight category and so on. And so it's a matter of giving your body what it needs, give it the fuel it needs to maintain itself and to perform, and stay away from the bad stuff. And people, we can raise our average lifespan in America to at least 100.
Let's go to Liz in Indiana to get us rolling here. Hi,
okay.
Liz. Go ahead.
Hi, Doc.
Yes.
Yes, I have had chronic hives. I mean, I had them when I was a kid, but I outgrew them. And just last year, I started with my hives again. And nothing seems to be helping it. Ellen just had given me the Zolar shot, which I wish I hadn't taken because it made it worse. And my hair was falling out. That's one of the side effects. Okay. So right now I'm just taking Allegra, and she wants me to take Famotidine, Pepcid with it, but that still isn't helping it.
Okay.
I don't know
how much you weigh.
To do. I'm very overweight. I'm 230.
Okay.
How tall is he?
Oh, God, I'm only like 4'11".
4'11",
230. Okay, so you're a big girl. And
yes.
Do you have any other issues, any arthritis or high blood pressure or diabetes?
I have, they call it... osteoarthritis, my knees are bad, and I have what's called like cholesterol, but it's like family, what do you call it? I can't think of the word of it. It runs in the family, the high cholesterol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not genetic.
Yes.
Okay, that's because everybody's eating grandma's recipes, okay?
Grandma's fat recipes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what you need to do is get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no butter, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. You need 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time. And also, you're going to need the glucogel, which actually replaces the old bone broth. Remember, you had to boil bones and, you know, all night and drink it the next morning to get the minerals. And so we have the...
Don't tell Ben about that.
Yeah, we replaced thousands of years of bone broth with the glucogel, okay? And it's made from beef connective tissue and tendons and ligaments, that kind of stuff. And it works every time, rebuilds rebuilds the tissues, okay? And also, you need the, for the blood sugar issues, you need the Sweeties. Go ahead and take our Sweeties. Go ahead and take three of those at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time. I take that, and I only weigh 142 pounds. And then you also need to take for the stuff going on, you need the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three of those at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time. It'll be 2 hours a month, the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets.
What causes hives, Doc?
I'm sorry?
What causes hives?
Well, mineral deficiencies.
Is it an allergy, though?
No, it's not an allergy. It's a deficiency, okay? And, of course, everything we're saying here has minerals in them. We also have hair, skin, and nails. It's a capsule. Hair, skin, and nails. I take three of those twice a day just because, okay? And in a couple of months, I'll be going on 86, and I look like I'm in my 50s. And most people say, what? You can't be 86, Wallach. Yeah, no, I'm 86, going on 87 here, okay? And so it's one of those things where you can take these nutrients, your body responds very, very well to them, okay? So it's nutrients you need, not medicines. See, the medicines will relieve some symptoms of itching, but the ultimate, see, the healthy hair, skin, and nails, they're small bottles, so you'll have to go through, I'd say, get three bottles a month or tiny little bottles of these pills and capsules. Go ahead and take those. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you're going to, your hair's going to look beautiful, your skin's going to look beautiful, but you're going to be getting everything you need. You cannot get everything you need from the food. The food doesn't have anything in it, okay? Even if it's grown in an organic farm, they're only putting in three minerals in the fertilizer.
And Liz, if you missed any of this, Liz, call this number, 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO, and the website is criticalhealthnews.com.
Okay.
Thank you, Doc.
Hey, you bet.
Appreciate that. We're going to take more calls this hour, and we're going to take more calls next hour with Doc. Let's go to Sally in Cape Coral, Florida, first-time caller. Sally, go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Dr. Wallace.
Hi.
I'd like to say something very quickly to you. I'm so glad that you said what your age is, because I've been a fan of yours for many years, and I thought I was listening to your son. Your voice is so youthful, so healthy sounding. I'm glad you finally said your age. But anyway, I'm calling to find out if there is any help for neuropathy.
Oh, yes.
A minute to go, Doc.
Yeah, okay. Neuropathy can be caused by osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the 12 pairs of cranial nerves in the spinal cord. Okay, as they come out of the skull, they go through those tunnels. Those tunnels, the internal inside diameter of the hole has been reduced by 95%, squeezing the nerves and squeezing the spinal cord, causing all these problems. And that's why families have it, because they're all eating grandma's recipes and stuff like that. And getting osteoporosis of the skull. Now, they don't teach this in medical school. I'm the guy that wrote the first articles on osteoporosis of the skull. It just was not known until I wrote those articles, okay, in medical journals. Okay, so this is what I believe you have. Do you have any ringing in the ears, any those sorts of things, dizziness?
Oh, I have ringing in the ears from medication that I've been taking. I had a cardioversion just a couple of weeks ago, and they have me taking the Bivalol, which is for that, and also diltiazem for high blood pressure, and also to help with.
You see, well, they're just treating symptoms. Okay, you take our Sweeties, or you take the our blood pressure medication. Okay, and the whole thing goes away.
We're going to go away for a minute, Doc, but we'll be right back.